Sachasvias Parakei Mishnah Zayin Hayoyter Moicher Chameis Kari Shemet Bechamisos or Kari Yad. Kain Darko Lahavi Mina Hefer. A potter is allowed to sell during the year of Shvias, even if somebody was suspect to work on his land during Shvias. 5 jars that are used to contain olive oil and 15 jars that are used to contain wine. And you don't have to worry that maybe the person who is buying the jars is buying them in order to harvest his olives and his grapes, to press them for his wine and his oil, and to store them in these jars to sell them afterwards, which is also during Shvias. The only thing that's mutter on Shvias is to harvest some of the olives and the grapes from the parish Shvias that is hefker, to press them for his oil and his wine to use for his own household needs. And since he's using them for his own household needs, that would be mutter during Shvias. Shekein darko lahavi min hefker, because that's the normal amount for somebody to bring from Peros Hefker. In other words, when a person goes out and collects Peros Shvias from the Hefker, a normal amount of grapes that he would bring would be enough grapes to fill up 15 jars with wine. And a normal amount of olives that a person would bring would be enough olives to fill up 5 jars with olive oil. Because that's the normal amount that a person would need for his own household needs. But if somebody would collect more olives or more grapes than is needed for 5 jars of wine and 15 jars of oil, then probably he doesn't need that much oil or wine for his own household needs, and probably he's keeping it to sell it afterwards. So therefore, you could only sell 5 jars that are used for olive oil and 15 jars that are used for wine, because that would be a normal amount of olives or grapes that somebody would collect from the Peros Shvias, from the hefker, for what he needs for his own household. Now, even though you're selling him 20 jars altogether, 5 to be used for oil, 15 to be used for wine, you don't have to be concerned that maybe he won't use 5 for oil and 15 for wine. Instead, maybe he'll use all 20 for oil or all 20 for wine because he wants more wine than he would need for his own household in order to sell it later, or he wants more oil than he would need for his own household in order to sell it later. That would not be a concern because he would not use all 20 for wine or all 20 for oil, because the type of jars that are used to contain olive oil are different than the type of jars that are used to contain wine. V'mhevi yoser mikan mutter. Even though we said that a normal amount of oil that a person needs for his own household is 5 jars, and a normal amount of wine that a person would need is 15 jars, if we see somebody collect from Peros Hefker during Shvias more grapes than is needed for 15 jars, or more olives that is needed for 5 jars, and he claims that he needs more than the normal amount of oil or wine for his own household, we would believe him and we would not take away some of the pears from him. We wouldn't suspect him that he's collecting more olives or grapes than is normally needed in order to sell it later. And since he says he needs more than the regular amount for his own household, he would be believed. Even though we said a potter can't sell more than 5 jars that are used for oil or 15 jars that are used for wine to an individual in Eretz Yisrael, but to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, he would be allowed to sell as many jars as he wants. And we wouldn't be concerned that the guy would turn around and sell it to a Yisrael who's suspect to collect more Peros Shvias from the hefker than he needs in order to sell it later. And so too, you can sell as many jars as you want to a Yisrael who lives in Chutz Lars. We don't have to be concerned that the Yisrael who lives in Chutz Lars will bring the jars to Eretz Yisrael to collect more Peros Shvias than he needs for his own household from the hefker in order to sell it later. Since Yisrael lives in Chutz Lars, we would assume that he's going to use it for the Peros and Chutz Lars. He's not going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael to use it there. So therefore, you can sell as many jars as you want to Yisrael who lives in Chutz Lars. Bishami said, one may not sell a cow that is fit for plowing during the year of Shvias to somebody who is suspect to work on the land during Shvias. And maybe he's buying it to work on his land during the year of Shvias, and you're being over on Lepnei Yivel Sitei Mishra by selling him the cow. Beis Hillel would allow you to sell the cow because we don't know for sure that he's buying it in order to plow with it during the year of Shvias. Maybe he's buying it because he wants to shecht it and eat the buzzer. So since we don't know for sure that he's buying it in order to plow with it, according to Beis Hillel, it would be mutter to sell him the cow. Mechalo peiros afilo b'shasa zera. One is allowed to sell peiros to somebody who's suspect to work on his land during Shvias, even though the time that you're selling him the peiros is a time in which it's normal to plant the land. And we don't have to be concerned that maybe he's buying the peiros not to eat them, but to use the seeds to plant them. And we can assume that he's buying them to eat them. We don't have to worry that maybe he wants to use it to plant them. And even Beis Shammai would agree in this case. And that which Beis Shammai does not allow you to sell a cow that is fit for plowing, even though it's possible it's going to shecht it, that's because it's very uncommon for somebody to shecht a cow that is fit for plowing. You're allowed to lend a saw. There's a measure that contains a saw to somebody who's suspect to work on his land during Shvi'ah, even though you know the buyer has a threshing floor. And maybe he's buying the measure in order to harvest his crop and to measure it out and to store it away. As you don't have to be concerned for that, as you can assume he's using the measure for things that are mutter on Shvi'ah. And you're also allowed to change money for somebody who's suspect to doing an iser on Shvi'ah, even though you know the person who you're changing the money for has workers. And maybe he's changing the money in order to have small change to pay his workers to work on the land during Shvi'ah, which is usher. You don't have to be concerned for that, as you can assume he's changing the money for some needs that are mutter on Shvi'ah. But kulan beferish asura. But any time the buyer specifically says that he's buying the product that you're selling him in order to do an iser with it, in order to do something that is usher on Shvi'ah, in such a case, it is forbidden to sell him the product. And even though products that have usages that are mutter on Shvi'ah, it is mutter to sell to somebody who is suspect to work on the land on Shvi'ah, as you can assume he's buying it to do things that are mutter with it. But if he tells you straight out that he's buying the item in order to do something that is other on Shvi'ah, you would not be allowed to sell him the item.